Sonic Erotica.
Yes, it's me again. It's Hyperballad back with another story for my series, Hyperballad Tells. You have joined me inside a moving vehicle. I have spent the past 72 hours at my parents' house with my partner. We slept together on a squeaky futon and have had no loving for like 4 days now. And that has to be some sort of record for us. I can honestly say that 4 days without me masturbating just doesn't happen, let alone when I'm with my man. We always get sexy when we're together, and by this point, I'm about ready to explode, or implode, or you get the point. There is a build-up of pressure that needs to be released. Stat. This is Roadgasm. There is something so illustrious about sex acts while driving. Is it the inherent danger, or is it just a new and exciting place to get off? Who knows, really? Last weekend, on our long drive home from my parents' place in the country, I found a porn mag stashed under the passenger seat in the car. My man was driving at the time, and we'd been travelling back towards home for over 2 hours. I was a little bored and pretty antsy. I started flipping through the magazine, looking at boobies and reading the dirty stories section. I then remembered I had my egg vibe bundled up in my vitamin bag with my stuff in the back seat. Cha-ching! I dug around to find it, turned it on and stuffed it down my pants. I slid the seat back so I could open my legs wider and then took off my sneakers. He was trying to watch me and watch the road. I know he slowed down some and let people overtake us. I became so totally lost in my little bubble of pleasure for quite a while, around 40 kilometres or so. I slowly shed the articles of clothing in the way of my pleasure, ending up naked from the waist down. I drew the orgasm right out, just enjoying the waves of sensation rolling up my body. From time to time, he would reach over and touch my breast through my clothes or brush his hand up my thighs. He couldn't safely reach my pussy while driving. I was mostly working my clit throughout, although after some time of enjoying this, I was overcome with a feeling of wanting something inside me. There is nothing hotter than masturbating your clit and then reaching down to your vagina to feel that it is so wet. There is moisture dribbling down your ass crack. I pushed in my index finger, and the feeling of the vibe on my clit and a finger inside me brought me immediately close to orgasm. I quickly withdrew and then pushed back inside myself with two fingers. I was probably vocalising quite a bit at this point. There were trucks rushing by us on the opposite side of the road, and the thought that they could see into our vehicle and see me, naked legs splayed, finger-fucking myself with glorious abandon, was an incredible turn-on. Soon after this thought, I had a longish, sweet feeling and intense orgasm. As I came, my fingers were pushed back out of my contracting vagina. I had a lovely, long, gasping afterglow. As I came to and caught my breath, I discovered myself in a crumpled heap in the passenger seat, sans trousers. He told me we needed to pull over ASAP, and I reached down to touch the rather obvious bulge in his pants. We quickly found a little dirt road to turn down, pulled over in a clearing beside the road, and ran into the pine trees to pee. A car drove past us while we were simultaneously pissing, and I got the giggles something fierce. We were laughing and running back to the car and bumping into each other and grabbing each other rather lewdly. I opened the back seat, shoved all our stuff to one side and crawled in on my hands and knees. I dropped my knickers and pants and he was inside me straight away, fucking me firmly and rhythmically. It was such hot and fun and beautiful sex. In front of us, the sun was setting through the gum trees and casting this gorgeous golden glow on our roadside shag. He came pretty quickly, but with a lot of force, whilst he was standing up too. We cleaned up quick, had a bit of a smooch and switched drivers. I drove the rest of the way home while he glowed away beside me. We chatted pretty much all the way home about how dementedly hot what we had just done was. It turned out to be a first time thing for both of us. Yet another awesome experience chalked up with my rather excellent man.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.